This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado high schools will soon be required to teach about historic acts of genocide, including the Holocaust in Nazi Germany and the Ottoman Empire's genocide of Armenians. State officials will develop curricula for the fall of 2023. The bill mandating genocide education had bipartisan support in the legislature and was signed today by Governor Polis. Researchers have found a way to make visual climate data easier to read. It will help scientists understand climate scenarios faster and with more accuracy. Ryan King is with the National Energy Renewable Lab in Golden. He says current visual models don't have enough high resolution to assess how much power could be generated from wind and solar in the future.
And actually, it worked out really well in trying to preserve the right scientific properties so that we have something about a proposed wind field in 2050. That wind field is still believable, still looks like the actual properties of atmospheric flows.
King says the technology could help make decisions on where to build renewable energy infrastructure. A wildfire in northwestern Colorado has grown to roughly 2,000 acres. The Streeter Fire is burning along Highway 13 in Moffat County between Craig and Meeker. Multiple agencies are battling the fire as red flag warnings continue across the state and hot weather prevails for the rest of the week. How hot is it? 102 with sunshine in Pueblo. This is CPR News.